hip-hop and R&B.
It's your girl, Simply Sabrina. Tune in every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Baltimore Flavor Radio on Power 4.4 Radio.
Hey, it's your girl, Ashley Ryan. Tune in to Respect the Mic each and every Wednesday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. on Power 4.4 Radio. Don't forget to download the Live 365 app.
Hey. Off the ground, turn my frowns into a smile, make my life.
This is one of my favorite songs right here.
Lift me up when I'm down, pick me up off the ground.
If you know it right now, sing along.
Turn my frowns into a smile, make my life more worthwhile.
What's up, everybody? What's up? First of all, that's my favorite house song of all time. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Man, that was that's my favorite song, my favorite house song of all time. All right, so welcome to the C Plan Do Show with your host. That's me, favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill. Hopefully you had an amazing, amazing Tuesday. Hopefully you didn't have a huge workload. Hopefully your kids didn't get on your nerves. Hopefully you had an amazing Tuesday. Guess what? We're at episode cinco, five. We five in. And I'm just getting started, baby. The numbers are up. People buying merch. Make sure you check out Lalone Clothing, L-A-L-O-N-E, clothing.com to get a coffee cup, get a shirt for yourself. You can get stuff for the kids. It's an amazing, amazing time. Listen, I'm so excited to talk about today's episode, which is, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. All right, so if you know a little bit about me, I have a couple of businesses, and we're going right into, today is one of those episodes where you're like, you know what, I need to listen to this more than once, because I'm going to be dropping those jewels today in reference to how you can start a business. I'm going to give you those jewels, dropping the heat. So that way, if right now you want to start a business, let me be the first person to say, do that. Let me be the first person to say, if you needed a sign to say, hey, I needed to start a business, do it. Every person that's ever come to me and said, yo, I want to bounce an idea off of you. Yo, I got an idea for an event. I got an idea for some clothing. I want to start a business. I want to provide services. First thing I do is tell them, do it. Because there's no way I'm going to tell somebody that you can't do it, because we see people will do it. Right now, if you have an idea for something, I'm pretty sure it's already been out there. And if it's not, you got to be the first. So with that being said, go ahead and do it. All right, so I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. So let me get on my business. Let's start with the C Plan Do moment of the day. It's entitled Change Your Life in a Year. We're already in, are we into the last quarter of the year? We're almost there. We're almost at the last quarter of the year. Think about it. You were just thinking about the beginning of the year when you had your resolutions and stuff like that. But here, as we can start now, we can change your life in a year. I'm going to give you a couple of things you can use. First thing is, to change your life in a year, remove negative people. Starting right now, under the sound of my voice, if there are some people that you know that when they call you, like, oh, those Debbie Downers, those negative Nellies and negative Nancys, if there are people in your life that are negative right now that they can't help you, it's time to remove them. And to be honest, sometimes it might be family. It might be friends that you've known for a long time. It might be business partners. And if that person is negative, you can't be positive if you're constantly around negative people. So guess what? It's time to remove them. That's the first thing. The next thing is commit 500%. I know. 500% to your goal. I want you to focus on one goal and say, I'm going all in. I'm all in. That's how you know you're serious. If you ever play cards or you ever play poker, when you're there and you're betting and a person says, I'm all in, that they're not playing games. I'm all in. With this radio show, with my business, being a man, being a dad, I'm all in. So I want you right now, if you have a goal in mind, if you want to start something, you want to end something, you want to create something, I want you to commit 500% to that goal right now. The next thing is stay humble. And you know what? That actually should probably be the first thing in reference to changing your life in a year. All right? I like to be humbly aggressive, which means that I'm not out here walking around with championship belt. I'm very confident in myself, but I also realize that I have a lot of work to do. And because of that, I can't get above myself, even though I'm 6'8". I can't get above myself. So stay humble. That means constantly work, and you have work to do. Sometimes when we see people start something, they immediately let their ego get in the way. And when that happens, people leave. So you need to be humble and commit to your goal. All right, in reference to changing your life in a year, the next thing is learn from all your mistakes. We all make mistakes. And the best thing about it is that you can learn from each and every one of them. So what I want you to do is if you made mistakes in this year, just jot them down. It's not about beating yourself up, but what you can do is say, hey, you know what? I'm going to write these mistakes down, and then right next to it, I'm going to write the lesson that I learned. Because guess what? If you learn from that lesson, you're not going to be able to repeat it, or at least you'll be conscious that you're making that mistake. The next thing is going to be keep building relevant skills. All right? As a motivational speaker, I look at other motivational speakers. As your favorite radio personality right now, guess what? This weekend I was already listening to, hey, how can I be a better radio host? How can I do these things? So you should keep your relevant skills handy in reference to what you want to do or what you want to learn. All right? If you don't know how to drive a stick shift in a car, you should probably learn that. Want to learn how to ride a motorcycle? You should learn that. Want to learn how to make a cake? Go ahead and learn that. Okay? So, want to learn how to save money? Google, YouTube. We have so many different places that can offer you information. Just go ahead and go get it and learn those relevant skills. Guess what? Change your life in a year. Reinvent yourself. All right? Jay-Z is one of my favorite artists. If you look at him, he's over 40, I believe. I think he's over 40. He's already turned 50. And guess what? He's relevant because he can stay with the times. If you don't move forward, and that's it. You got to either move forward or you're not moving at all. And if you're not moving at all, you're moving backwards because we're going to move on. All right? You can stand here and look at the clock. Regardless of what you do, that clock is going to move. So make sure you reinvent yourself. You can change up your logo. You can change up your brand. You can roll with the times. All right? So that is your Seek, Plan, Do moment of the day brought to you by Power 4.4 Radio, where the people are the power. Oh, I love this station, for real. All right, so guess what? We're going into the song of the week before we get right to our topic. So, song of the week, and then a word from our sponsors. Keep it locked. Grab your pen and paper. We're taking right off after the song of the week.
Diamonds are forever. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever.
The rock is still alive every time I rhyme.
Forever.
never lose hands, legs, arms for real. Little was known of Sierra Leone and how it connect to the diamonds we own. When I speak of diamonds in a song, I ain't talking about the ones to be glown. I'm talking about Rockefeller, my home, my chain. These ain't conflict diamonds. Is they Jacob? Don't lie to me, man. See a part of me saying, keep shining. How? When I know what a blood diamonds. Though it's thousands of miles away, Sierra Leone connect to what we go through today. Over here, it's the drug trade, we die from drugs. Over there, they die from what we buy from drugs. The diamonds, the chains, the braces, the charms is. I thought my Jesus piece was so harmless, till I seen a picture of a shorty armless. And here's the conflict, it's in a black person's soul to rock that gold. Spend your whole life trying to get that ice. On a polo rugby, it looks so nice. How could something so wrong make me feel so right, right? Before I beat myself up like Ike, you can still throw your rocker for the diamond tonight. Because throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Chain back. That'll be the same day I get a game back. You know the next question, dog. Yo, where Dame at? This track the Indian dance to bring our rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man?
Yep, I got it from here. Yay, damn. The chain remains, the gang is intact. The name is mine, I'll take blame for that. The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gonna crack? Pardon me, I had to laugh at that. How could you falter when you're the rock at your balls? I had to get off the boat so I could walk on water. This ain't no tall order, this is nothing to me. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week. I do this in my sleep. So I'm guessing I could sell CDs. I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. Let me handle my business, damn. Kanye's, you got me. Freeway to Foxy, YG's, Tierra Marie, Petey, watch me. Bleak could be one hit away his whole career. As long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire. And even if I die, he's in my will somewhere. So he could just kick back and chill somewhere. Oh yeah. He don't even have to write rhymes. A dynasty like my money lasts three lifetimes. Shelly Bass is in the rear saying exactly what I was saying practically my whole career. The diamond is forever, I've been mining this forever. Now the Louis Vuitton dawn's time, it couldn't be better. Lined up to see the Titanic sinking. Instead, we rose from the ash like a phoenix. If you're waiting for the end, the dynasty sign, it would seem like forever. It's a mighty long time. I'm young.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event? Contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Hey, and we're back. Man, that's one of my favorite songs, too. All right, so let's get right into it because I'm with it today. All right, so Tuesday's topic is I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. I want to drop because I know a lot of times when we talk about business, a lot of people want to get into business, but they don't know where to start. So I want you to use this as a blueprint. So that way you can listen to this 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 times. So that way you can start your process on creating a business. I want to give you that business 101 right now. All right. So to give you a couple of qualifiers for me, I have a couple of businesses. You just heard the ad for Greenlight Entertainment. That's me. All right. I'm a professional life coach. I'm a DJ. I'm a CPR instructor, a business coach, relationship coach. I do whatever I want because I'm a business. And you can too. There's really no difference between you, I, Jay-Z, Starbucks, any of these different places, you can start your own business today. So I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you that blueprint so that way you can get started. So hopefully you got your pen and piece of paper because we're going right into it. The first thing with Business 101 is that identify what you want. What do you want to do? So right now, if you're listening to this, I know a lot of my friends, they say, hey, they look into the show. They sort of relax. They chill. They listen to the vibes. They know the vibes. So right now, if you're home, if you're somewhere where you're sitting down, not driving, What I want you to do is just close your eyes for a minute and just think, if I was starting a business, what do I want to do? Right now, something popped into your head. Something that you've been wanting to do for a long time had just popped into your head. That when you start, sometimes when you're having a conversation, you'll be like, you know what? I should start this. Guess what? What do you want to do? All right? And that's once we start that, we can get the ball rolling. All right? So the first thing is identify what you want to do. And then once you realize what you want to do, let's create vision statement and a mission statement. And so, I'm dropping all these jewels today. All right? A vision statement is ultimately you saying, what do I want to do? All right? So I challenge you right now. Look up your four favorite companies, and I promise you they have a vision statement. A vision statement ultimately answers the question, what do I want to do? So look up four, and I want you to write them, and guess what? I want you to post them on the C Plan Do page. Post them on the Power 4.4 radio page. All right? Your favorite four, okay? So once we identify the vision statement, the next thing you need to do is have your mission statement. And your mission statement is, how am I going to do this? So if you have your vision statement, which is saying, hey, I'm going to be the best there has ever been, then the next thing you should be asking yourself is, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? All right, how am I going to get this done? What steps am I committed to doing? And so with those same companies that you're looking up with their vision statement, go ahead and look up what their mission statement is, all right? Because you have to have a mode that you can always go back and say, you know what? We said we were going to do this. This is what we want to do, and this is how we're going to do it. We use vision statements and mission statements all the time. If you right now are getting dressed up for this, if you're thinking about going out this weekend, making sure you stop by the happy hour on Thursdays at G10, you probably saying, I'm going in and I'm going to kill the game. And the next thing I'm like, how am I going to kill a game? I'm going to do this. When I started this radio show, I said, I'm going to be the best show that this station has. I'm going to be the best show that this state has. I'm going to be the best show on East Coast. I know those are big goals, but I'm a big guy. I can handle it. So then I said, how am I going to do it? Being consistent, being creative, having content, being energetic, dropping that heat, selling that merch. You see the vibes. And this is not about me. This is about you. So have your vision statement. Have your mission statement. What do I want to do? How am I going to do it? Everybody got that? Now, the next thing is going to be birthing the business. All right? So once you realize, hey, I want to do this, now we need to start bringing it to fruition. The first thing is going to be, what is the name of your business? What is the name? Okay? You got to have a name for your business. You can't just be like, oh, it's this. So have a name for your business, all right? When I was on the Entrepreneur Corner with Jay, he asked me, hey, well, how did you come up with the name of Greenlight Entertainment? And I said, simple. I said, hey, my name is Gary O'Neill. My initials are G-O, go, bam, Greenlight Entertainment. I know, I was young. Don't laugh at me. Don't put the emojis in the feed. All right, so that was it. When I came up with Heart Savers, I thought about it. I was like, hey, you save people's hearts. That's it, all right? When I came up with C Plan Do, I was sitting in a room listening to someone talk, listening to one of my favorite life coaches talk about, hey, you should really see what you're trying to do. You really should create a plan, and then you should actually execute. And I said, so C Plan Do? He said, exactly. And that was in 2010. And that was it. That was over for me. I use C Plan Do every day of my life. All right? So you need to have a name for your business. What is the name? And you don't have to come up with it overnight. You can sit around with it, but you should come up with a name for your business. Coming up with a cleaning service, you're coming up with an assisted living center, you're coming up with a show, you're coming up with things you're going to sell. You need to have a name for it. All right? The next thing is, you have a name for your business. What are you going to be doing? Okay? Are you going to be selling something? Are you going to be creating goods, services, et cetera? What are you going to be doing? What are you going to be doing with the name, with this business that you've just named? All right, so one of my clients that I helped out, she came up with, she said she wanted to get into, the cleaning services, providing maid service for people at their house. Said, okay, what's the name of your business? She said, oh, I don't know. I said, if you didn't know, what would you say? So she looked at me crazy. Then I was like, all right, well, you got 24 hours. She hit me up. Then she came back and said, oh, I know the name of it. Now we can get the ball rolling. What will you be doing? What will it look like? That's when we're talking about a business. When you're talking about you as a business, these things fall into part with you starting that business. The next thing, in birthing the business, you need to create this actual business. Now, are you going to be creating sole proprietorship? All right, this is where you get technical. This is where you might want to get an accountant. You might want to get a lawyer involved, okay? Or just look it up. Are you going to be a sole proprietor? Are you going to have an LLC, which stands for Limited Liability Corporation? Are you going to be a corporation? Are you going to be an Inc.? Are you going to have employees? Are you going to have partners? A lot of times, the unfortunate thing that I come across people who want to start a business is that they think, hey, I'm going to have a business, and I'm going to treat it as a hobby. You cannot treat a business as a hobby. Me being on this radio show, me having my own radio show is not a hobby. I dedicate time, energy, and money to this. So I don't treat it as a hobby, because if I treat it as a hobby, I'm not for real. And I'm 100% all in. Remember we talked about poker? All in. All right? So birth the business. Have the name. What will you be doing? What does it look like? The logistics of it. Is it LLC, single, sole proprietor, whatever? Look that up. The next thing is, in reference to starting a business, this business 101, you need to do research and development. You need to be a student, because guess what? People probably already done it before you. The great thing about it is that because people have done it before you, you can study. Okay? So what do you need to start your business? Right? What do you need? Where can you get it from? Where can you get your supplies from? All right? What do you need? Where can you get your supplies from? Whom else is doing what you're doing? See, that's a great thing. See, sometimes we don't want to do it because we feel like it's competition. But you should look at who are people in your business that are doing what you're doing right now. Regardless of what you're, you know, what you're starting to do, if you're not the first, some other people have done it. Look at Uber. Uber came out first. Then what came behind them? Lyft. All right, so look at what they're doing. Do that research and development. So identify three people in your field right now. Who is the top three people in your field? I know who the top or the most influential life coaches are, motivational speakers. And guess what? I see what they're doing. I see them out here. It's not competition. All right, I'm going to do what I got to do. So once you notice these people, once you realize who else is doing it, what I want you to do is go to their social media pages. I want you to see what they're doing and just ask yourself three easy but major questions. First question, what are they doing that I like? How are they carrying things? Are they doing something that I like? What are they doing? Jot them down. Then I want you to say, ask yourself, what are they doing that I don't like? There has to be. You might say, I don't like how they carry this. I don't like that they do this. Then, and the last thing is, once we know what we like, once you know what you like about what they're doing, and also you know what they're doing that you don't like, the key to success is, what are you going to do differently? See, if you could do that, then you already cornered the market. Right now, if you think about, take for instance, I'm just thinking about Uber and Lyft. Uber came out first, so they have the opportunity to be first. They were out there, right? Lyft then said, hey, you know what? Let me see what they're doing. What do I like that they're doing? And I've been a driver for both Uber and Lyft, and they're different, because you can see where Lyft looked at what Uber was doing and said, hey, we could change this. We could do something different. So once you realize, hey, I know what they're doing. I know what they like. I know what they don't like. I'm going to do this differently. You're on the road, all right? And also with research and development, what will be your process for your business? Like, how will you handle things? What is your day-to-day operation, all right? Make sure you have a contract. Make sure you have articles to supply your business. How am I going? What is my process? Even if someone says, hey, I would like to hire you, what are we going to do, all right? Which brings me to my next thing, is your brand. Your brand, brand, brand. Power 4.4 has a brand. They are a brand. Gary O'Neill is a brand. See Plan Do Show is a brand. And you got to make sure you have a strong brand. They got to be strong, okay? So the first thing with your brand is you need a logo, straight up. Some people don't think that some business people I know don't have a logo, and that's not going to work. A logo identifies you. Right now, if I was to post 5 logos on the See Plan Do page, I bet you can get all 5 right now. They don't even have to have words. All right? So you need to have a logo. Every week, you see me with my shirts on, you see my coffee mug, and I got different merch I'm going to be dropping every week. So guess what? When you see it, that's the logo. That's the brand. The brand, the logo just is just showing you, hey, this is the brand. We look at Starbucks. Right now, you can imagine Starbucks. Look around your house right now. What brands do you have in your house that right now, they don't even need words? You know what they are. You know what the vibes is when you see it, okay? So have a brand. Create a brand. Create your logo. That's the first thing. The next thing is you need to hop on social media. Here's what I tell people all the time. These Fortune 500 companies have a social media page. There is no way on this earth that you don't have one. And I'm an extrovert at a 10. And I understand that some people are not social, but you're going to have to get social. All right? You're going to have to get social, which means you're going to have to create social media pages. Are you on Facebook? Are you on Instagram? Even if you're on Snap. Now I'm a little bit old. I have Snapchat, but I'm 39, so I'm not doing snaps. I'm not doing filters. I can leave that up to my kids, right? So having social media allows people to connect with you. Again, if a Fortune 500 company has a social media page, there's no way that you starting out, you cannot. And they're free. Now, let me drop this off to you real quick on how you can monetize stuff. Facebook, when it first came out, was free. It cost nothing. If you go, right now, because of how they built their brand, you can buy shares of Facebook over $100 right now. So they took something that was free, and now you can buy shares of it because it's so big right now, right? That's what I'm talking about. So keeping the brand, that's a strong brand. People know what Facebook looks like, okay? So having those social media pages that they're free. They are absolutely, you can make 10. So make social media pages that go with your brand. Great, grab a website. There are a million different places that can offer you websites. So you can Google which website creator works for you. All right? Grab those. So that way you can start having your pages, your brand out there. I'm going to tell you something that's the truth. When you start getting successful, it starts when you're out of the circle of people you know. So right now, with my show, I'm 5 shows in, and I'm very appreciative of my show. But it's not just meant to be related to you, my friends, or you, my family. It's about people who don't know me. And they be like, hey, man, I like your show. All right? That's when you start getting that success, when people are putting it out there. All right? So having those social media pages, having that website up. The next thing is you need to have business cards. You should be strapped with business cards. You should not walk around. I even have Power 4.4 business cards in my wallet. So that way when someone's like, well, hey, what's the radio show? Bam, hit them with the Power 4.4 radio. Because the people are the power here. See that? All right. Have those business cards. They're very inexpensive. You could buy 500 for $10 right now. And guess what? Every time that you are doing something, you should be able to bring up your business in any conversation. Hey, did you watch the Ravens game yesterday? Yeah, man. They looking really good. You know what else is looking good? My brand. And you go from there. So you need to have business cards. So that way when you're going to these networking events, you're going to these marketing events, you're walking around, you're promoting yourself, you got to promote your brand. All right, the next thing is you should have contact info. You should have an email address. You should have a phone number. And I get that sometimes even Jay, on last week's episode, she was a little apprehensive about getting her number because you know what? Some people are creeps, straight up. Some people are creeps. And so sometimes people will use your contact info to try to do anything else. But guess what? You can use stuff like, and you know I don't even drop. Today I've been dropping all these corporate company names. I'm going to have to talk to them about getting some little sponsorship. But guess what? You can use Google Google has the app where you can create your own number, right? You have your get a free email address. You can get a free number that still can link to your phone, so that way you don't have to have two phones. All right, Kevin Gates, you don't need two phones. I mean, if you do want two phones, go ahead and get them. But you don't need two phones. You can just go ahead and just use that Google number or use any of those other number creators that can go right to your phone. And that way, nobody knows your real number outside of people who know you. But you need contact info. How are they going to contact you, okay, to get your goods or services? So in reference to Business 101, here on the Seed Plan Do Show with Power 4.4 Radio, we're talking about the business. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. All right, so we talked about what do you want to do, right? What do I ultimately want to do? We talked about birthing the business, getting that name, identifying what you want to do, creating that actual business, research and development. That is free. I really like doing research and development because guess what? The people that you're looking at, they probably have books. They have workshops. Take advantage. That brand, I promise you right now. As a matter of fact, if you are looking to start a business and you need a logo, if you go to the Seed Plan Do page and you say, I need a logo, I will get you your logo for free. First person that does that, I'm going to hook you up with your logo. Easy. All right? So in reference to branding, remember we talked about logo, we talked about social media, we talked about business. Yo, you need to have that contact info. And the biggest thing is promotion. With my business clients, right? And it's sort of funny to me, but they sort of get embarrassed. But I like to play a game with them saying, hey, especially with existing businesses, this is for existing businesses. There's no way that you cannot afford to promote your business every day. There's absolutely no way. I promote this show all the time. I promote my CPR stuff all the time. I promote DJing all the time. You have to promote all the time. All right? And there's no way you can get around that. If right now Fortune 500 companies have commercials, Walmart does not need any more commercials. We know where all the Walmarts are. We talked about Popeyes. You already know about Popeyes. Popeyes saved $23 million on advertisements because you guess who was advertising it? Social media. So they were ready to pay that money to promote. You have to promote. So when I have a new client that has an existing business, I like to play a game called, does your post make money or not? And we will go to their social media pages, and we will go down the list of their pages and look at their different posts, and I will ask them, does this post make you money? You can post memes. That's cute. You can post songs. You can repost all these wonderful things, but if you're not, you should be after every one or two regular posts, you should be promoting your business. There's no way you can't promote. So you need to promote, not just on social media, not on just online, but offline as well. If there's a networking event, you should go. If you sell goods and services and someone is offering these vendor opportunities, you should take advantage. Okay? You could pay for ads on this show right now. You could pay for an ad on this show. You could have somebody promote. I can promote it. You can come in here for an interview. You could do those things. Right? You should promote all the time. You should pay for promotion. You're going to probably have to pay for promotion. Okay? So you need to understand that, hey, I'm going to promote. I'm going to keep putting it out there until everyone knows what I'm about. So that way, when someone says, hey, do you know Gary? They're going to say, life coaching Gary? See, some right now, some people are like, oh, tall Gary, right? But now more people say, oh, life coach Gary? Seed Plan Do Gary? CPR instructor Gary? Oh, DJ Gary? Again, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. You know, that's my favorite lyric of all time. All right? So that's how you start a business. You're definitely going to have to rewind that when you get a chance. And so let me drop these tips for you. All right? Let me drop these tips. The first thing is, in reference to your business, is that once you get this business up and running, you have to be consistent. There's no way. There's no way that you're going to have a successful business without being consistent. Right now, We're already a week after Popeyes has said, hey, we don't have any more chicken sandwiches. They're dead right now. I'm not saying that people ain't going to Popeyes anymore, but they're dead as far as they needed to be consistent. They weren't consistent. They weren't planning on this amount of people going after them or highlighting their business. And now they're telling us, no, you got to be consistent. And honestly, this means that regardless of you can't let outside things control your business. So if you're going through a breakup or something like that, I understand you're upset, but the business got to keep going. If you want to, if you're not feeling it that day, you can't just go on social media and air out your customers. All right, things are going. You have to be consistent 100% of the time. People hit me up all the time. Hey, do you still teach CPR? And I say all day, every day. Hey, are you still life coaching? Right now I am. I'm doing it all the time. You have to be consistent. All right, the next thing in reference to the business, customer service is key. Okay, all right, on the Entrepreneur Corner with Jay, he posted it on his page about, hey, what is your biggest issue with black businesses? And you know what they said? Customer service. Customer service is key. Your company will live and die if your customer service is great or it's bad. And that's it. If you don't have great customer service, responding back to emails, showing up on time, having your services and quality products, your business will die. You think you're going to shortchange your customers, you won't hear from them again. And over 65% of business comes from word of mouth. It's a lot of business. I put ads out there, but a lot of people come to me because they came from somebody else. All right? So customer service is key. There's no way that you can't respond back to your clients that pay you money, your customers that pay you money. All right? Too many times I've seen that. I saw one time, unfortunately, on somebody's page that people were threatening this person because they had not responded back, and they already taken their money. All right? The next thing is have a quality product. That needs to be 97% for those people who used to watch Breaking Bad. All right? You need to have a quality product. If you're selling goods, then they need to be great. You're selling cookies, let those cookies be good. You're providing service, whatever product you're selling, it needs to be quality. That means you might have to spend money at times. All right? The next thing is going to be spend the money. When we talked about getting that quality product, spend the money, but be responsible. Okay? If you need to spend a certain amount of money to get a quality product, then spend it. But you don't have to. You could be fiscally responsible, but it doesn't mean that you have to just be out of just doing anything, okay? Spend the money appropriately, but you're going to have to spend money. There's no way you can get around it in most situations. I know there's some situations where you don't have to spend money, but in a lot of times, getting a logo, starting your business, you're going to have to spend money, and that's just the way it goes as far as business. The next thing is constantly learn. I learn things all the time. The last thing I learned in reference to CPR was when the AEDs got started. I was like, oh, I didn't know that, right? Learning about the Good Samaritan Law, going over that. Things change, so you should be constantly learning. Hey, how can I do this? What are some different ways? What are some things, new things that came out? All right? Constantly learn. All right? We're at 1,440 minutes. You could take maybe an hour. You could take 60 minutes out of 1,400, over 1,400 minutes, and say, you know what? Let me learn about my craft, man. Some of these artists out here, they don't even look back and look at some of the legends. All right, what did they do? All right, how did they learn? So constantly learn. The next thing is ride the wave. To be honest, people buy consistency, and also people like trendy things. So we talking about last week with Popeye's Chicken, right? And you know it. You know this is the only episode where I'm going to be talking about other businesses. But Popeye's had a wave, and people were riding the wave, and people were buying the chicken. And you know what? On my personal page, I said, hey, if you are a caterer, a chef, or you know how to cook, right now you need to drop a chicken sandwich, right now. And I'm actually going to be doing a chicken sandwich tour because I want to go to these different black-owned businesses that offer these amazing chicken sandwiches. I'm going to repost it on the C+G page. And guess what? I want us to do a little tour. Let's go around because those sandwiches look great. So you need to ride the wave. What is trendy right now? I'm going to give you a couple things. Last year, when everybody was watching Game of Thrones, everybody was on it. This year, right now, people will be watching Power. So how can you tie in Power to whatever you're doing? Okay? If you want to start a party promotion, then maybe you need to have Power Sundays. People can watch it. Look at me dropping that. You can have a little day party, or you can have the time that Power comes on, people can watch it. Look at that, man. That's easy. Ride the wave. Be a student of the wave. You got to ride it. You got to be a silver surfer out here. All right? You got to ride the wave. All right? The next thing in reference to these business tips I'm dropping for you, and I promise you, this might be one that you're going to listen to a couple of times, because I'm telling you, people pay for this advice from me. All right? And I'm giving it all to you, my friends of the show. That's who I give it to, because I care about you. The next thing is, and this is huge, identify what you are truly selling. I want you to think about Popeye's chicken. Were they really selling chicken, a sandwich that people were going crazy over? It wasn't the chicken sandwich. It wasn't the chicken sandwich. It was the opportunity to be able to be in a group that had an opinion and be able to post about it. Because what did people do when they got the sandwich? They didn't just eat the sandwich, right? I can ask my kids right now, what did they eat today? They didn't post it. They don't have social media accounts, right? But if you ate a regular schmegular lunch, breakfast, lunch, or even dinner today, you ain't post that. But when people got those chicken sandwiches, what they did? They posted them. They had their opinion about them. They went to Chick-fil-A, got a sandwich, compared them, cut them in half. Like you're a critic. And that's what Popeye's offered us, is the opportunity to critique and offer our opinion. So people that didn't have a chicken sandwich, we said, I ain't getting that chicken sandwich yet. But for that $4, for what they were offering, I know you saw it. I know you saw people standing in line. Lines packed out the door. People fighting, because it wasn't about the chicken sandwich. It was about the opportunity to be able to talk about the sandwich. And you were, if you got that chicken sandwich, you posted that, you were in a group of people who did do it. Okay? That's just chicken sandwich. All right? If you take it to exotic dancers, what is an exotic dancer selling? They're not selling you a lap dance. You get a lap dance going to a club. They're selling you fantasy. Drug dealers, I'm not promoting drug dealing here. All right? But drug dealers don't just sell you drugs. They sell you escape, because some people that use drugs, they want to escape whatever reality is going on. All right? Singers, rappers, entertainers, they sell you the vibe. All right? I'm pretty sure if you listen to the beginning of this show, when you heard Brighter Days, that set you in a vibe. If you're over 35, you were rocking out right now. When you listen to the Jay-Z song, that was a different vibe. Those type of people, those artists, they sell us a vibe. That's it. There's a couple of different white parties, dinner parties, where you could dress in all white. They're selling you atmosphere. They're not selling you to just dress up in all white. By the time you heard this, I'll be back from Miami. All right? Black Smoke Miami. That's a great festival. That's a vibe. That's not me. I can smoke cigars anywhere. But they're selling me that idea. Okay, so you need to identify, what am I selling? If you sell jewelry, you're not selling me a piece of jewelry. You're selling me accessory that further complements me and how I look. I look good. Okay, so identify what you are truly selling. And once you realize that, you're good to go. Okay, so let me start wrapping this up. Now, I want to share with you guys, because I want to keep this going. I'm offering a master class. And I'm offering a master class in starting a business. This is going to be an amazing opportunity, man. If you want to start a business, this is the time. Don't wait till 2020. Don't say, oh, in my New Year's resolution, when my kids get older, when I have more money. I can show you how to start a business without money. All right? So I'm offering you Business 101, a master class. So you're going to see that information dropping this evening. You're going to see it. It's an online workshop. And guess what? We're going to be going on over all of the aspects, more in-depth detail on what I talked about today for the business. If you want to start a business, I promise you that you want to be a part of that masterclass. All right? So definitely make sure you listen to this more than once if you're starting a business. So that was a lot of heat.
Not forever.
But guess what?
They
it's our time for the evening. You here? Thanks for my time for this evening. I want to thank the people for checking out the show. You guys are absolutely amazing. And I look forward to new people starting their business. Make sure you check out that masterclass. The information is going to be on the Seed Plan Do website. You can check out the Seed Plan Do show each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. right here on Power 4.4 Radio. You can follow Seed Plan Do on Facebook and Instagram at the Seed Plan Do show. That's SEEPLANDO show. Plenty of awesome additional content. If you have a question for a show, you want to be a guest, you want to check out sponsorship packages, hit me up. The Wonder Twins are in the building. They're ready to rock and roll. I love their show. And last, but certainly not least, thank you, my peeps, my family, my friends. You guys are such an amazing part of the show. You are the best part of the show. Until we meet again, always remember to see, plan, and do. Enjoy your evening, everybody. Start your business today. Make sure you hit up that masterclass. Good night.